With that, my friends, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns, and we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it. And I wanted to remind you that anybody who is interested in volunteering to be a greeter, an usher, or a sanitizer who has been vaccinated and is at least 18 years old, we do have a training today at 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary if you are able to make it. If you are not able to make it, it does not eliminate you from being able to be a volunteer. It just means that you need to give me a call so that I can get you the information that you will be missing from this morning. And so that is today at 11 o'clock. Shouldn't take too long. It's pretty straightforward of what we're doing. And so that is today. The second thing I wanted to bring up is that this week is our annual conference for the CalPAC Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. What does that mean? Well, one, sadly, it is virtual once again, and so we will not be suffering in the heat of Redlands together at the University of Redlands, but we will be online. This is the time when we, as a church, approve budget, leadership, where we do resolutions and rule changes for our conference that we are allowed to do. This is also a time when we celebrate ordinations, we celebrate retirements, and we also honor those pastors who have passed away in this last year. This is an important week in the life of our church as an annual conference, and so I ask for your prayers this week in that God will be overseeing and a part of everything that we do. And so for our annual conference that is happening Wednesday through Saturday this week. I also want to remind us that June 27th, the last Sunday of this month, is our official reopening Sunday with worship services at 8:30 and 9:45. Reservations will be required, and there will be some guidelines and things that are different, such as if you look in the sanctuary right now, there is ribbon that is marking pews of which ones you can sit in and which ones you can't and what sections within those. It looks a little strange, but it's what we need to do to be able to practice social distancing while we are in worship. Now, I do acknowledge that June 15th is this Tuesday. And as we all know, June 15th is when some radical rule changes will be happening in California. Now, I acknowledge within that, that once that happens on June 15th, we do need to wait for LA County Public Health and our annual conference to follow suit in what rule changes they will be making for worship. And so Tuesday after Tuesday, we're to expect a teleconference from public health, and then with annual conference, finding out what rule changes will happen. As soon as we know anything that's gonna potentially change, I will make sure to let you know through our channels. And so be looking out, and part of the reason you have not gotten your postcard that gives you all of the clear instructions of how to RSVP and what to expect on June 27th is because we are waiting to see what happens this week and what changes that may bring. And so we pray for our leadership within our public health and state and annual conferences. They decide what is safe for us to be doing and what practices we still need to have in place. And with that, for the life of our church and all the ways that God continues to move in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I have two prayers that I was asked to lift this week. The first is from Gwen Cerizo and family, who had to say goodbye to their beloved dog, Rick Lee, this week. And we know that there is deep grief and loss that comes when we lose a beloved pet. And so may God be with all of those who loved Rick Lee and give them comfort. And so for Gwen, family, and sweet Rick Lee, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And the second is for our sister, Ivy Cochran, 96 years old and one of the most passionate and inspiring people that I know. And she, I got a report yesterday from her son that she had a stroke on Friday evening. She is currently at Torrance Memorial Hospital as of yesterday in the ICU. She does have some speech issues that are an effects of the stroke and some issues with the right side of her body. And so we are waiting to hear of her transfer out of the ICU and to find out what the plan is for any kind of rehab care that will be needed after this. But we pray for sweet Ivy, and as somebody who has overcome polio and so many challenges in her life, if anyone can take on the challenge of recovering from a stroke, it is Ivy. And so for Ivy Cochran and her healing from this stroke, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, you are invited to put in the chats any prayers that have not been able to be lifted aloud, but for the community to see. And I invite us at this time to go to God in prayer. Eternal defender of the poor and sad, hear our prayers for all who suffer, for those who are refugees, exiles from home, because of the cruelty of enemies or the vagaries of nature, for those who are starving and those and whose tears are their only food, for those who are desperate for a drink and who thirst for life-giving water, for those who are sad and troubled, whose hearts break for want of hope, for those whose faith is weak, who feel that God has abandoned them. Protector of the weak, be with us all who need you today. May they know that they are not forgotten. Amen. And with that, we come to the time in our service where we offer our gifts unto the Lord, and for all of those who have been able to continue to be faithful in their giving to the church and the funding of the critical ministry that we have been doing, we give you our heartfelt thanks. And in our offering time this morning, we have Barry and Leah with our offertory piece.